You're listening to an African Elements top news story for Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Why Portland Police Deadly Force Persists Despite Federal Pressure by Darius Spearman. The city of Portland, Oregon, finds itself trapped in a cycle of violence that federal oversight has struggled to break. For over a decade, federal watchdogs have barked at the heels of the Portland Police Bureau. Yet, reporters and community activists observe that deadly encounters between officers and the public continue to rise. While city leaders argue over the fine print of reform, families are left mourning loved ones killed in the streets. This crisis is a deep-seated struggle over who controls the narrative of safety and justice. To understand why federal pressure fails, one must look at the history of these street killings. These are not isolated events. They are part of a long-standing pattern that the Department of Justice first identified years ago. The current tension reflects a broader struggle regarding federalism and black politics, where local resistance often meets national mandates. In Portland, this resistance has turned the road to reform into a legal minefield. The formal history of federal intervention in Portland began with a tragedy in 2010. That year, a PPB officer named Ron Frasher shot and killed Aaron Campbell. Campbell was an unarmed black man experiencing a mental health crisis. He was shot in the back while his hands were behind his head. This killing ignited a massive outcry from civil rights organizations and the black community. It forced the Department of Justice to launch a formal investigation into the entire police department in 2011. By September 2012, the DOJ released a findings letter. This document was a harsh indictment of the Bureau. Federal investigators concluded that there was reasonable cause to believe that the PPB engaged in a pattern and practice of unconstitutional force. Specifically, they found that officers used excessive